The 2025 Congressional Black Caucus Foundation kicked off its annual legislative conference in Washington, D.C. today. Performers from Howard University opened the Congressional Black Caucus's annual conference with drums, musicians, and dancers, setting the tone for a celebratory yet serious legislative conference in Ward 8 in Washington, D.C. The theme for this year's event is Made for This Moment: Power, Policy, and Congress. Political leaders made the case that place matters as they celebrated Sycamore and Oak, a place they intentionally held this year's gathering. The chief executive officer of the Urban League called on people to get indignant.
Here because we want the world to see, right here at Sycamore and Oak, these entrepreneurs, this Howard University band, these artists, of people in our community striving and thriving and enlivening. We will not, and we cannot be silent. While narratives are produced and created that our people, our community, and our history has no worth, when you hear it, I don't want you to get angry. I want you to get indignant.
Reverend Siobhan Arlene Bradley, the president and CEO of the National Council of Negro Women, called Donald Trump's actions since taking office detrimental to black women and fiscally irresponsible.
In only 246 days, this administration has shown us they will gut the work. Dismantling DEI, gutting SNAP, Medicaid, Medicare, massive job layoffs, and yes, black women, over 318,000 black women have lost their jobs. I come to say very quickly, we are made for this moment. As a community that has a buying power of over $2.1 trillion.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser repeatedly thanked the CBC, the Congressional Black Congress, for gathering in Ward 8 of her city and used her opportunity at the microphone to tell what she called the real story of Washington, D.C., a place that 27 billion people visited last year, that she said was a beautiful, clean, and safe place for people to live and raise their children.
Coming into 2025, and you know what that means, not with this one, but the, you know, before this one, D.C. was the fastest growing jurisdiction in the nation. Student enrollment and achievement in our schools was outpacing all of our peers nationwide. We have a AAA bond rating, which means D.C. is a great bet to do business. We had passed 30 consecutive balanced budgets. We brought down violent crime by 35%. We're a truly beautiful, green, walkable, livable city across all 8 wards, including the great Ward 8.
Bowser said the one thing that is missing for residents of Washington, D.C., and by extension, Americans, is a voice. She says there's one way to get that.
Even though we're right here, a stone's throw from the Capitol, our Congresswoman doesn't have a vote, and we have no representation in the Senate. We are the definition of being taxed without being represented. So what is the solution? Stay put for Washington, D.C.
The opening press conference concluded with an immediate call to action in which black leaders were heading to the streets to distribute produce from black farmers, shoes, supplies, clothing, and more. In the coming days, the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation will hold a national town hall meeting with a call to action, a Woman of Truth Awards ceremony, a celebration in collaboration with youth, and a closing reflective space. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.